So we're going to look at the Democrats once again, because, you know, we have to stay on top of this situation and just constantly keep putting in the face of the community, this Democrat Party, because this party, you know, has really been very disrespectful to Black Americans, been very, very egregious. So the 2020 political cycle, they say, was arguably the most divisive in American history. They say friends and family withdrew to partisan corners. They said in decades-long relationships ended. That's true, because there are people, they don't want to talk to people no more behind who they supported in this past election. Now, the thing that we saw also with that is that if they say you supported Trump or any Republican at that time period, then you couldn't be supportive of the Black community. In fact, you were definitely looked at as an enemy of the Black community, and that's where the line was drawn in the sand for a lot of Black Americans. People, you know, we have covered videos where they say, you know, and I told you that basically voting Democrat, that's the Black party. We built that party, X, Y, Z. But we have told you many times before, Democrat or Republican, have the same thought process, you know, when it comes to Black Americans, that's for sure. I say that we should be politically independent. I'm not saying independent party, but just independent. And we vote whoever is going to give Black people the better end of the deal, whether it's an ideal that we can agree on and say we feel is that important for that election cycle, then we can go with that. If none of them have anything that we can agree with, then we can say, OK, y'all do what you do, you know, because I'm not going to sit up here and for sure give my vote and allow everybody else to come benefit off of my votes and I get nothing. Hell no. Now, they said that the elites had told everybody that Biden would protect Black people and believe Black lives mattered. They said he also said he would ensure the Black community's prosperity and success. And how could anyone back a racist over the savior of Black people? Because, yeah, they, you know, Biden, they were trying to say, hey, you know, he was the white savior, right? Now, they said the Biden's presidency has been the antithesis of Black prosperity, Black safety, and Black security. So they said they found in June 2020 that racism was a top issue for voters, especially Black Americans. They said millions of Americans depended on Biden to be the voice against racism. After all, Biden ran a campaign calling Trump a racist. But if you had studied Joe Biden's history, he had no right to even be calling Trump anything. They said Biden hasn't been the voice against racism. He said, indeed, his son, Hunter, the person he said was the smartest man he knows, was caught using the N-word in text messages with his attorney. And we covered that. And say, but the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Now, they say, what's more, Hunter Biden, they say, also use stereotypical language about Black people. And we covered that as well. And I said, now, did Biden or his White House speak against such language by his son? No. You say, but they said, if it was Trump or any Republican or their children, then yes, Biden would have came against them. Well, you know how it is with the Democrats, you know, I mean, they can be, you know, use all kind of racist language toward Black people. And that's OK, you know, because, hey, they do more for Black people than the Republicans do. But if Republicans say it, that's why I talked about the situation with Joe Rogan. You know, OK, yes, talk about Joe Rogan and call him out. And yes, give him that work. But we also posted a video on our Twitter page of the Young Turks, and the Young Turks had a whole compilation video of the N-word, too. And where's that vitriol for them? You know what I'm saying? I said, listen, we're going to be about it. We need to be against it by everybody. Now, also, they continue to say, what about the recent immigration policy pushed by the Biden administration? The president has allowed over a million illegal immigrants from Latin American countries, but the Black Haitians who have experienced the assassination of their president, a natural disaster, has crippled their country, and a complete lack of resources due to dysfunctional government. It said these are the folks you would think that would be great candidates for asylum, but not under the Biden administration. Oh, no, because, you know, they don't want them Black folks here. And we talked about that, too. They're whipping the Black people. I mean, they're whipping them and doing all kind of horrible things to them. Right. Look like something out of slavery times that the Biden Border Patrol was doing to Black people. Now, say, according to the Washington Post, they said 30,000 immigrants, mostly Haitians, entered the United States and Canton Need the Bridge of Del Rio, Texas, of those 30,000 who were sent back to Haiti to compare illegal immigrants across the border into the U.S. have reached the highest level in decades. The U.S. Border Patrol has intercepted more than 1.5 illegal immigrants, many from Latin countries, for the fiscal year at that time. That said, black Haitians have been sent back to Haiti, while seemingly everyone else that has come to this country illegally can stay through the asylum process. They say black Americans have been outraged at this inconsistent policy. They say we all see pictures of the Border Patrol controlling the flow of Haitians. It's an inner America law enforcement effort that represented Maxine Waters says worse than slavery. They say this is the policy brought to you by the Biden administration. They say to make matters worse, the Biden administration publicly considered providing illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border, such as $450,000 up to $1 million a family, and news organizations call these payments reparations. As they compare it to the assistance the Biden administration offered Haitians who were deported to their country. You say they received $100 when they landed. Oh, man, I didn't know that part. I didn't know he gave it. Like, here's $100. Go back to your crap. But everybody else get to stay here. Boy, I tell you, boy, that Biden administration, boy, they can't stand black people. So they say, they get this straight. They say you come to our country legally and are separated from your family briefly, and you are entitled to cash payment for breaking our laws. Meanwhile, black men, American citizens, were separated from their family due to the Biden-Clinton crime bill, and many are still sitting in prisons. Low-level offenses such as marijuana were used to lock black men away for years, and millions of black families impacted. Biden has bragged about the Biden crime bill, as he called it, which provided $12.5 billion in grants to fund incarceration, with nearly 50% earmarked for states that adopted the truth in sentencing laws that scaled back parole. They say under the grant program, eligible states received money to expand their prison capacity. They say, what about black prosperity? In the Trump era, they talk about the African-American employment reached the lowest, which is true. You know, whether you like Trump or not, that was true. Shortly before the pandemic, there was never been so many black Americans who were part of the workforce. Said this essentially, he said, thanks to the policy, of course, he's talking about here, that the Republicans push, you know, tax cuts, wage increase, and GDP growth helped create an economy where everyone benefited. Now, I will tell you that tax cut, those of you who are in small business, that was nice. I will admit that. Given a payroll tax cut, if you remember that, that raised some money on your checks, that was nice too. You know, like I said, whether you like Trump or not, you got to give him credit at least on a few things. People may say, well, Trump this and Trump that. Listen, I'm not the biggest fan of him either, but I can give credit where credit is due on some things. Now, I say in the Biden era, they said that Jim Crow Joe takes credit for a lower unemployment rate, but he won't tell you that the rate is lower now thanks to a decline in labor participation among black Americans. He said this is nothing to celebrate. If anything, it's the most significant indicators of black poverty. And it said, continue, let's not forget about the impact of inflation on lower income families. Families, they say here, you know, black families, they say rural households, and many other demographics. Now, Bank of America had put out a research report and said breaking down the demographics by race, geography, and income. And the bank found that inflation shock of 2021 had disproportionately affected marginalized households without college degrees. They say black American, Hispanic, and Latino communities are those living not living in the cities that have been spending more posted tax income on goods. And I say, yeah, black Americans continue to support Joe Biden and Democrat Party blindly. But that's changing. That's changing. Every day, the disrespect that we keep seeing over and over and over, just like the great disrespect they've done to Samara Rice, Tamir Rice's mother, how the Biden administration say they not opening the case at all to give justice to that young brother. They refuse to, but that's the ones that said, you know, we need to go vote for. Now, black Americans like Ice Cube tried to work with the campaign of both Trump and Biden to get the best deal for black community. He was shunned, yes, he was, by black community leaders across the country for attempting to work with Trump, and the Biden campaign had no interest in working with him, but Republicans were open and willing. That, now, that part also is true. Because what did Jim Crow Joe tell Ice Cube? I'll talk to you after the election. And has Ice Cube went up there at all? No. Trump at least hollered at Ice Cube about his contract with Black America. I said, okay. And you know, the thing is, a lot of black men actually had voted more for Trump in the second time, if you want to look at that. Now, they brought up Nicki Minaj. She highlighted the Democrats' hypocrisy toward Black people. Tweeted, said, I can't speak to, agree with, or even look at someone from a particular party that people aren't human anymore. If you're Black and a Democrat tells you to shove the marbles up your, well, she says, I won't say what she said, but it said, but you just simply have to. Now, since George Floyd's death, the rise in crime has impacted every state and made Black Americans' lives even less safe. It says the solution for Democrats was to, you know, they say they wanted to defund the police, which we know that happened, but they rather defund the police than actually rein in the police. You understand? They still want them to be able to take you out with impunity, ladies and gentlemen. But this is the thing here about the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party don't care about Black people. Okay? They don't. The Republican Party don't have a Black agenda either. But what's happening and what I'm starting to see now is that the Republicans have been listening to what we have been saying, you know, in our podcasts and our news reporting. So what just came out recently was that now they're trying to create centers and they're reaching out with advertisement now, trying to reach the Black community. I said, that's interesting that they're trying to do that. They never did that before. So, you know, I guess they may be looking at some of the inroads with Trump or whatever. But I know a lot of Black people, even here in some of my comment sections, have even said that they either going to do one of two things. Either they're going to just sit it out or they're going to protest vote. You know, when I mean by protest vote, vote for the other side, you know, Republicans, just to spite the Democrats. And, you know, as disrespectful as the Democrats have been, I understand the protest vote part. I really understand it because they have been so disrespectful to Black Americans. I mean, I have never seen them this disrespectful. I mean, they used to have like just some, they would have to be slick a way they would do it. But now they're like, F y'all. That's basically how they're doing it. And Biden have that F y'all attitude. I'm going to give everybody money in front of you. I'm going to give everybody else protection in front of you. Even talking about the immigration thing, I'm going to let these people from south of the border come up. These Haitians, hell no. Get out. Get your behind back to Haiti. And here's $100. You good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they done. I mean, but this is supposed to be the guy that said that, you know, Trump's the racist and Trump this and Trump that. But yet he has proven himself to me more racist than Trump. Yeah, I said it. He has shown himself to be more racist than Trump could ever be. At least with Trump, everything was up front with him. You knew where he came from because he opened his mouth about it. This guy here, he quiet. He don't say nothing. Or he get caught on hot mic saying things. But you know what I'm saying? Like this guy in that party, the Democrat Party, is anti-Black at this point. It is completely anti-Black. It is. And only a silly person in our community at this day, we're talking about 2022 today. We're talking about today. We ain't talking about last year. We ain't talking about 2 years ago. We're talking about today. Only a silly person would say the Democrat Party is for Black people right now. No, it's not. To me, it's worse. It's worse off. It is so bad off now. Like I said, it just, and my thing is, like I tell people, what do we do to them? We do nothing to them, but we don't have to explain it because, like I said, it's white supremacists all in that party too. So what we should do, and like I said, at least me, you know, that I have a platform, I'm going to continue to be on the Democrats' butt. I'm going to bang on the Democrats every chance I get in these podcasts, in my news reporting. I'm going to do that because I know y'all. A lot of y'all, I'm not talking about you who normally listen, no, because like I said, you're the smart people. You're the smartest people on planet Earth. But the other people that's going to come by that don't normally listen to our podcast and isn't like really equipped on, you know, what we normally, you know, say here, they may want to revert to that and say, well, the Democrats. I'm like, no, if you listen to this podcast long enough, you're going to understand why we feel the way we feel about the Democrat Party. I mean, look at what happened to Amir Locke, right? That is solely the responsibility of the Democrat Party. I blame the Biden administration completely and all the Democrats for the death of Amir Locke because that the reason they got into office was to get that George Floyd bill going. They didn't even do that. And what happened? Amir Locke was ended up being killed, sleeping in an apartment. And he wasn't even the guy they were looking for. Do you understand? Yes, it's the Democrats' fault because they worrying about passing a bill protecting Asians who ain't haven't had their people gunned down like that. Like I told y'all, find me the Asian equivalent of George Floyd. Find me the Asian equivalent of Walter Scott, Sandra Bland. Find me those equivalents, right? A Kai Gurley, Oscar Grant. Find me the Asian equivalent of all of that. If you find me that, I won't say nothing. But you know, good and well, it doesn't even exist. Find me the Asian equivalent of Botham Jean. Find them. And you, so it doesn't even make sense how they got a bill and black folks can't get nothing. This all square on the shoulders of the Democrats. When I say Democrats, I'm not talking about color, because the black congressional black caucus and all of them are just as much as in it as the white ones are, because they Democrat first. They ain't black first. That's why I say even by the CBC, all of them need to go too. All of them. Either they be replaced, or they can be replaced by Republicans. All of them. I don't care at this point, because you ain't doing nothing for black people. You ain't doing a thing for black people. Black people sitting up here barely holding on here in this country. You have to be silly, very politically silly, if you're thinking that this party is good for black people. They're not. They're so anti-black. Listen, they want to give the reparations that belong to me and you to people that didn't even go through what you went through in this country. Now, what they went through in their country, hey, I don't know nothing about that, and I feel bad for anybody suffering something, but your reparations is be able to come to America and stay here. That's your reparations right there. That's your reparations. But when it comes to black Americans and the slavery and the Jim Crow and all the different things that we've been through, had our land stolen, invention stolen, everything stolen from black people. And when it's time to pay, Jim Crow Joe want to give our reparations to people that even got homelands to go back to. Because let's call it what it is. If them race soldiers was doing that to anybody that come here, they'll pack up their bags and go right back to their homeland. All of them would. Black Americans don't have a homeland to say they can go to outside of America. Now, sure. I mean, I know of different programs they talk about right now, because there's been a big call for it. I just got an actual press release about it, about making it easy for people in the diaspora to come back to the different African nations, where they can actually get land and we can, you know, get residency to the point of citizenship as well. That's been a big push. And I'm going to talk probably more about that as I get I just got a press release about it, because they are hearing what we're saying on this side about like if you're serious, well, give us a right to stay. Don't say we got to fill out a form and all that. And I'm with y'all on that. Cause I'm like, you ain't serious until you say, here's a key to come home. You know what I'm saying? So, but they starting to focus more on that, and rightfully so. But yeah, this Democrat Party, like I said, they hate black people. They hate black people to passion. And you hate us. Well, I feel that same way about you. And I want to make sure that you don't have no time to be in office no more. No, not whatsoever. And once again, I don't want to hear no crap by no Republican telling me, well, what the Republican going to do? Don't care. Because black folks didn't vote for them like that. They voted for Democrats. So that's why if now black folks vote 90% or 80% Republican and they don't do something, I'll be on them next. Trust me on that. So don't start all it just because you the people that you vote for, you know, they're anti-black, you know, they're freaking failures toward black people. You know that. Don't start deflecting. Answer the question. Why aren't they doing nothing for black people? And I don't want to hear nothing about no Joe Manchin. I don't want to hear nothing about no Kristen Sinema or anything like that. Why aren't Democrats doing nothing for black people? Biden can sign executive orders all day long. He don't sign nothing for black people. Nothing that's going to as important. But yeah, these people here, like I said, we got to stay on their head, ladies and gentlemen. We got to stay on their head the whole time, so we can see in November, you know, what them election results are going to be. And so again, I want that to be a great day for black people, and a referendum on the Democrat Party to play a black people. Say that this is only a taste. In 2024, you'll get it again if you don't do right by black people. But, you know, leave me, you know, definitely thank you. Thank you. Thank you once again for coming to our podcast. We greatly appreciate it. It's your first time coming over. Make sure you click the subscribe button. Subscribing lets you know exactly when we post a new podcast. Make sure you click the like button. That's very important. And if you enjoy the program and it's a blessing to your life, consider giving us a love offering. Love offerings help us keep the internet going, and equipment that we have, microphones and cables and mixers and all the different things that we have. You know, that's where love offerings go. So we greatly appreciate everybody has donated a love offering so far. And those who would donate love offerings in the future, may the Lord bless you and give it back to you. So thank you for listening and see you next time.